Hi, I'm Jay from JinxNavigator.com, and this is my podcast. We're making our way through all the issues of The Jinx, a newsletter for magicians and mentalists that lasted from 1934 to 1941, and a lot of what we do as mystery performers can be traced back to something from some issue of The Jinx. This is the podcast where we browse through every issue and find out how many of the ideas are still usable, and if they're not, can we tweak them to become modern magic and mentalism? Spoiler alert, the answer in almost all cases is yes. Yes, we can. This episode is brought to you by Flash Cake. Flash Cake delivers a brilliant flash of light the moment it's touched to a flame. Perfect for visual punctuation, dramatic reveals, or moments when subtlety has already left the building. But Flash Cake isn't just for your show. It's also a convenient on-the-go snack for performers who don't have time for a proper meal between sets. Lightweight, fast, surprisingly satisfying. Improve your show and your nutrition with Flash Cake. Available now only at Vanishing Penguin. We're looking at issue number 2 today, which contains the editorial by Ted Annemann, The Devil's Four Aces by Ted Annemann, The Finders by Orville Wayne Meyer, Synthetic Sympathy, again by Annemann, Your Card by Orville Wayne Meyer, and The Demon Yogi Goblin Book Test by Ted Annemann. The editorial. In only the second issue of his newsletter, Annemann's editorial is still a far cry from what it'll become. This one talks about the people who promised him articles but haven't come through yet. He reminds them that he's paying good cash for complete tricks of any type. Although I haven't seen any mention of how much cash. That would be interesting to find out. If you know, use the contact form on jinxnavigator.com and fill me in, and I'll pass it along. The only person Annemann mentions by name in this editorial is Gordon Peck, who he says is no more sincere or clever amateur in the country. I'd never heard the name Gordon Peck, but if you do a search on his name and add the word magic, you'll find some interesting info. The first magic effect in this issue comes from Theodore, or Theo, or Ted Annemann, and is called the Devil's Four Aces. Four clear glasses are set on the table, each large enough to drop a packet of cards into. Someone takes the deck, pulls out the four aces, and writes their name or some kind of markings on the faces. You take the aces back and drop one into each glass, backs toward the audience. You need 12 more cards, so count those from the deck and put the rest of the cards aside. Fan three of the cards toward the audience so they can see they're all different, then drop them into one of the glasses, backs toward the audience, same as the ace that's already there. Repeat that with three more cards, and so on, until each glass holds an ace and three indifferent cards. Now, if you've got a suspicious person busting your chops, you can actually turn the glasses around so that they can see the aces, one ace in each glass. Now ask someone to choose one of the glasses, and that one is given to the person who marked the four aces. The rest of the cards are poured out of the other glasses, and your helper pulls out the cards from the glass he's holding, and the other three marked aces have traveled, so they are all together in the glass that was chosen. And yes, the cards that were in use can be examined. Okay, that's the effect, and it's one of those tricks where you need to have the cards in hand while you're figuring it out. The method as read relies on gimmicked cards that I don't believe are made anymore. My searching came up with nothing. But there is a way to get to where you need fairly easily. I don't want to tip it here, but make sure you look at the comment section for this effect at jinxnavigator.com. That way seems to me the easiest, fastest way to get set up to do this effect without doing some arts and crafts that I'm actually not even sure how you would accomplish. You will need to be able to do some minor sleights to make this effect work, but if the words pinky break, switch, and pass don't scare you, you can handle it. And that's it for Annemann's The Devil's Four Aces. Next up is the first of two effects in this issue by Orville Wayne Meyer. Now, this isn't mentioned in The Jinx that I've seen anyway, but Meyer is the guy who created the version of the bullet catch that Ted Annemann used. No bullets in this effect, the finders, just a deck of cards. Let someone pick a card, no force. And he remembers it and places it on top of the deck. You remove two cards from the deck, the finders, and then the deck is cut, losing the chosen card somewhere inside. Now you take your two finder cards, turn them face up, and tell the audience you'll push those two cards into the center of the deck to find the lost card. And you will do it behind your back. You place the deck and two cards behind your back for about 1 second and bring the deck back out. Fanning the deck towards the audience, they see the two cards you used facing them in the center of the deck, and between them, one card. Removing these three cards together, they're turned over, and the center card is the chosen one. That's the effect. No gimmicked cards, no sleight of hand. Can you do it with a borrowed deck? Well, probably not. But it's not out of the realm of possibility. I mean, you carry Buave around with you, right? Or some other packet trick. So if you had another couple cards that happened to match the deck your buddy has, well, anyway, it's a nice card effect, and you can find all the details, including the optional kicker ending where the helper actually does the effect in his hands. And that's inside issue number 2 of the Jinx at jinxnavigator.com. And now Anneman's back with another card effect he calls Synthetic Sympathy. I got to be honest with you, I got lost reading this article, and I tried getting through it 6 or 8 times. This is the kind of article that should be rewritten, but I can't do that because I'd have to know how it all happens first. This is weird, okay? It's like I've been around the block a time or two. I know how to read. I know how to do effects. I could not get this until I ran it through AI, and I asked Chatty, can you tell me what this effect is supposed to be? Once he did that, I was able to pick through it. It's like, okay, so from an effect standpoint, what I pieced together, me and Chatty, you have a red deck and your helper has a blue deck and both are shuffled. You look through one deck and remove a card, placing it face down on the table. This is your prediction. Your helper then freely chooses any card they want from the other deck that's spread face down on the table, pushing forward whichever one they like out of all 52 cards. When both cards are turned face up, they are identical. You somehow predicted exactly which card the audience member would freely choose, even though the spectator had a completely free selection from 52 face-down cards. Now, that sounds like an awesome effect, but the instructions are not written for someone with my brain. I can recommend the effect, but not so much the method. I'd love it. I'd love it if someone who's really into cards would go play with that and see if you can make sense of it. Tell me if it's legit worth the time to figure it out. You can use the contact form on jinxnavigator.com, or if you know me, just text me. And tell me if it's easy and that I must just be a knucklehead for not understanding it. I will still thank you for checking it out. All right, we come to another card trick in this issue, but this one I get. It's called Your Card and is the other effect by Orville Wayne Meyer in this issue. You hold a deck of cards behind your back and ask someone to pull out a card. Free choice, but not to put it back. You give the cards a shuffle, no, not behind your back, and then explain that you will reveal the identity of the chosen card in a most unusual manner. Putting the cards behind your back once more, you bring out one card and throw it face down on the table. Going back to the deck, still behind your back, you bring out one more card and throw it face down next to the other. Ask your helper the name of the card they're holding, and you turn over both cards on the table, one showing the same value as the chosen card, and the other showing the same suit. No gimmicked cards are in play. You can use a borrowed deck, etc., etc. The method is one that Mr. Stebbins put together, and magicians around the world are thankful for Sai's arrangement. It's been around since 1898, although similar methods have been around since the 16th century, when using them may have gotten you burned as a witch. Your Card, in issue number 2 of the Jinx, is easy to do, and I think it's a nice change from the normal pick a card, look at it, put it back in the deck kind of trick. Take a look and see if it fits what you do. Finally, in this issue is another routine from Ted Anneman. It's the Demon Yogi Goblin Book Test, which is a pretty dramatic name for an effect, you gotta admit. And in fact, Anneman actually says at the beginning that he did it as a way to make fun of fanciful titles for similar effects. It's a book test, so you already know what's gonna happen. Think of a word in this book. It starts with a D. No, it's a B. The word and I are brilliant. But the way you get there with this method is kind of cool. It opens up a technique that you might find useful in other ways. So here's what it looks like. Out of 2 or 3 books, someone's asked to choose one for the test. Now someone else is asked to shuffle a deck of cards, then cut it in half and discard the upper half. The top 3 cards are given to the person holding the book, who is asked to use any 2 of them to make a page number and turn to that page in the book. So if they had a four of hearts and a nine of spades, they could choose page 49 or page 94. Again, they can use any of the cards in their hand to make the page number. Finally, they use the value of that last card to count over that many words on the top line and concentrate on that word. Using the incredible power of your psychic abilities or the lip twitch of a micro expression, your choice, you reveal the word that they're thinking of. So yeah, it's a book test. But the way the page number and the word is chosen is kind of cool. There's something in the method that some would call a sleight, while others might say it's more of a move. But there are ways around that too. There can be a tiny bit of fishing to reveal the word, but nothing completely out of the norm for anybody who's done mentalism or mental magic. This is a routine that, while not able to be done actually impromptu, is one that could be presented as if it were. And that's it for this episode of the Jinx Navigator podcast. To see every article in every issue of the Jinx, go to jinxnavigator.com and sign up, which is completely free. Use the contact form on that site to let me know what you think of the podcast, good or bad. I'll take it all. I'm Jay Jennings from jinxnavigator.com, and I hope you join me again next time when we explore issue number 3, which includes Annamond's effect, Dead or Alive. And I thank you in advance for helping spread the word about this, the Jinx Navigator podcast. See you next week.